listening to Enduring Words for Troubled Times, a daily devotional brought to you by Pastor David Guzik for Enduring Word.
Today, I want to read to you from Jude, verse 8, and talk to you about dreamers. So here we go, Jude, verse 8, where we read, "Likewise also these dreamers defile the flesh, reject authority, and speak evil of dignitaries." In warning early Christians about dangerous men among them, Jude used three Old Testament examples: Israel in the Exodus, rebellious angels, and Sodom and Gomorrah. Then Jude described the character of these dangerous deceivers. With the words, "likewise also," Jude connected these certain men with the people of Sodom and Gomorrah in their sensuality. He said they defile the flesh. And he connected them in their rejection of God's authority. He said they reject authority. God gives every human an aspect of their being known as the flesh. The flesh includes the will, the mind, and the emotions. The flesh is something that can be surrendered to God and be used to glorify Him, but we can also defile the flesh by stubbornly using it in the service of sin and self. These ones in Jude did more than defile the flesh. These certain men also rejected authority. They wanted to be in charge. So they rejected the authority of God, and they rejected those God put in authority. Our culture encourages us to reject authority and to recognize ourselves as the only real authority in our lives. Some people do it with the Bible, only choosing to believe certain passages. Some people do it with their beliefs, by choosing at the salad bar of religion. Some people do it with their lifestyle, by making their own rules and not recognizing the proper authorities that God has established. In the darkest days of Israel, society was characterized by a term: every man did what was right in his own eyes. That's in Judges 21, verse 25. It's just how many people think today. We think it's good to set our own rules, to know no boundaries, to just do it. The third characteristic mentioned in Jude, verse 8, is that these men were those who speak evil of dignitaries. The dignitaries were probably the apostles or other leaders in the church, and their rejection of authority was connected with their speaking evil of dignitaries. We live in an age when many in and out of the church think nothing of speaking evil against dignitaries. This character description of dangerous men in the early church should remind us that Christians must not speak evil of those in authority, even if they seem to deserve it. Our critical words against leaders in politics and business and faith or in other areas of authority must always be respectful and carefully chosen. Notice that Jude also called these dangerous men in verse 8, these dreamers. It is possible that Jude means that they claim to have prophetic dreams, which were really deceptions. But it's also possible that Jude meant that these certain men were out of touch with reality. Certainly, that's the case when anyone defiles the flesh, when they reject authority, and when they speak evil of dignitaries. So today, ask God to search your character regarding these things, and to be a person who's not a dreamer in the sense Jude means it here, but is vitally in connection with God and His reality on this earth.
Thanks for listening. For more information about Pastor David Guzik and his ministry, please visit enduringword.com.